2025 was a significant year for Singapore. We commemorated 60 years of nation building. Singaporeans also entrusted a new government to lead our nation. 2025 also marked a major turning point in global affairs. Long-standing assumptions about open markets and win-win cooperation were questioned and sometimes rejected. The world has become less predictable and secure. Yet, despite these external troubles, our economy performed better than expected. We kept unemployment and inflation low, and real incomes rose across the board. This is a better outcome than we expected, given the circumstances. But we must be realistic. Sustaining this pace of growth will be difficult. Fractured trade and geopolitical tensions are not transient problems, but permanent features of a more fragmented world. We will face more obstacles to growth and inflationary pressures may intensify. And as a small and open economy, Singapore cannot fully shield ourselves from these headwinds. To remain competitive, we cannot simply do more of the same. We must rethink, reset, and refresh our economic strategies. DPM Gan Kim Yong is leading a team of younger office holders in this important effort. Their first set of proposals will be released soon, and the government will respond at Budget 2026. There will be more challenges and unknowns on the road ahead, but we can press on confidently because we are dealing with them from a position of strength. Singapore's international standing is high, and our brand is trusted and respected. Amidst global uncertainties, many companies are seeking stability and turning to Singapore as a trusted base. And it's not just multinational companies. A growing number of promising startups and growth companies from around the world are also making Singapore their regional launchpad. So we have a window of opportunity to attract more dynamic enterprises. Across my overseas visits, I've seen how our reputation also opens doors and creates opportunities for our businesses and people. From Africa to Latin America, our firms have carved out new niches and are making their mark. We will work closely to support our companies to help them expand, scale up, and seize overseas opportunities. Even as we look outward for new opportunities, our focus remains firmly on improving lives here at home. We will make sure that every Singaporean benefits from the nation's progress. We will work with the labour movement and employers to help every worker grow and progress so they can see tangible gains for themselves and their families. We will continue improving the basics in life, education, housing and healthcare, so every Singaporean has security and peace of mind. At the same time, we will reinforce our social safety nets to ensure that no one is left behind. We will uplift lower-income families, not only through financial assistance, but by empowering them to build a better future for themselves and their children. We will also enhance support for persons with disabilities and their caregivers, improving access to services, expanding opportunities for meaningful work and independent living, and giving families greater confidence to plan for the future. These are pressing issues we must tackle, but we must also confront the longer-term challenges that will shape tomorrow. They include addressing population issues, preparing for longer lifespans, and securing clean energy supplies to power the industries of the future. The challenges ahead are complex. They will require us to be bold, creative, and open to new solutions. We will have many robust debates, but we must never allow our differences to divide us. Instead, we must harness our diverse perspectives to chart a new way forward as one united people. Singapore has emerged from turbulent beginnings to become a stable, prosperous, and united nation. That is nothing short of a miracle. A miracle not based on chance, but built by the courage and grit of all Singaporeans. Today, we live in a world that feels darker and more dangerous than before. Yet history reminds us that Singapore has always found strength in adversity. We endured and progressed because we refused to be defeated, because we faced challenges together with courage and quiet determination. Sustaining the Singapore miracle requires the same spirit from all of us today. We saw this resolve in our Lions, who fought hard and qualified for the Asian Cup for the first time in our history. We saw it too in our Team Singapore athletes, who flew our flag high at the SEA Games. These achievements remind us that when we stay focused and keep pushing on, we can overcome setbacks and rise above adversity. So let us carry this mindset into the new year, resilient and united, determined and hopeful, as we write the next chapter of our Singapore story together. I wish all Singaporeans a very happy New Year.